you cast your mind back several weeks, gee, maybe a month or more, can't recall, speaking to a chap by the name of David M. Green about a TV show. He had a game show on Channel 44, a show called 31 Questions, which was a lot of fun. It's screening now on Channel 44. He's just in Adelaide for the weekend. He's escaped the hullabaloo of Melbourne, I think, from the Melbourne Cup. Came back home to Adelaide. David M. Green, welcome.
Thank you very much. How are you doing?
Good to see you.
Yes.
And is it you've escaped Melbourne because of, you know, all the hub about the Melbourne Cup, or just an opportunity to come home?
Oh, a bit of both.
Bit of both.
See, the Tuesday's a public holiday there.
Yeah.
But the Monday not, but I managed to get the Monday off, so I gave myself a four-day weekend.
You've earned it.
Oh, yeah, apparently.
Let's talk about 31 Questions. Been, how long ago was it that we spoke to you last? Months, 5 weeks, maybe?
Oh, I think it was just before the first episode aired, and this week, episode 11.
Oh, that long ago?
10 or 11 weeks
Heck,
ago.
Time flies. Time flies. So just to recap, if anyone sort of didn't hear that discussion, it's a game show you've put together, sort of around 31 questions, sort of a quiz question. You've always been a bit of a lover of quiz shows, haven't you?
Something, I have.
Taking inspiration from Tony Barber and others, I guess.
Well, I missed out on Tony Barber a little bit before
my
time.
Oh, you're a bit young, sorry.
But certainly Glenn Ridge was a
Glenn Ridge.
Yeah, role model of mine. But actually, I've got an article here from The Advertiser about the show. And actually, it's very well written, provides a good number of facts about the show. However, there is one thing wrong with it. And I thought this would be a good sort of introduction for the show if you've never heard of it before. I thought I'd read this out and see if you, Peter, could pick out the one thing that is wrong with the
other. Oh, there's an error. All right, okay. I got my thinking cap on. Where you go?
All right, so here we go. So this is from, when is this from, if you're playing at home, August 28 of this year. It is called, the article is called Fun and Games. It's the TV game show all the cool kids are ignoring. Well, that's what David M. Green and fellow comedians Anthony McCormack and Sophie Loughran say. The fun-loving trio has put together a riotous program of fun and games with more wit than budget, and they are excited about its Adelaide premiere on 44 tonight, 10:30 p.m. The show, taped in April and May this year in front of a studio audience, features straightforward quiz segments and parody rounds such as Letters and Letters, Steal or No Steal, and The Price is Exuberant. Keep up with the episodes to see cameos by real TV game show personalities, including Glenn Ridge, Pete Smith, and Andrew O'Keefe.
And there was an error in there somewhere.
Yes.
It went straight over my head.
All right.
My powers of observation aren't that good at 11 minutes past 12 in the morning.
And I was sort of rambling a little bit. But can I just maybe just throw something out there?
All right.
Perhaps the good people at The Advertiser may have wanted to include the name of the show. Call me old-fashioned. I mean, they've given everything else. They've spelt my name right, which a lot of people get that wrong. They put the full stop after the M. They got the Channel 44. They got 10:30 p.m. on Tuesdays. But they even got the dates when it was taped.
Yeah.
But they
didn't say the
title of the show.
Title of the show.
But that's not really that important.
No, see, proofreading doesn't happen so much these days, I'm sure. Spell checkers.
Cost cutting.
So 11 weeks into it, how many episodes did you do altogether?
There's 13.
13,
in
okay.
Season
so
one.
We're getting near the end. So if you haven't caught it, time to catch it. So how's it been going? Are you getting feedback on the show?
We're getting outstanding feedback. If you go to Facebook or Twitter, you will only see positive feedback.
Mm.
And the reason is because we delete all the negative feedback. And that's what a good producer does.
Absolutely. Editing is such a wonderful thing. Yeah. So what makes it a good game show, do you think? You're going to be biased, of course, but is it, I like the comment in there, you know, more wit than budget. Is it?
Yeah, they wrote that. That wasn't on our press release, but it's pretty accurate.
I wonder whether people are getting a bit, you know, jaded of, you know, too much glitz and glam in TV shows of all natures, all manners, and sort of something that's a little bit more real and lower budget is probably, I mean, that's often been seen as a negative thing, but I somehow think a lower budget is actually better because you don't have all the effects and fancy stuff there. It's
yeah,
real.
I think so. Here's a question. Can you have glitz without glamour?
Ooh.
Is that possible? I don't think it is.
No, I don't think
so. Anyway, it's a sidetrack. But yeah, budgets. I mean, I can name plenty of TV shows that had massive budgets that
failed.
That failed very
yeah,
quickly.
Okay, case in point. Yeah, there you go. That's proven that.
But yeah, I think everyone's trying to cut corners, and you know, there's not a lot of money in TV, not as much as there used to be, commercial TV anyway. So, you know, if you can find a way to do something cheap, and our show costs like $3,000 for the whole series, which is unheard of.
Yeah.
And I don't know where that money went. Yeah, I haven't seen the budget.
And coins down the back of the sofa or something on the set.
Yeah, from that we got 13 studio episodes. When we had the studio was free.
Mm.
We got, you know, RMIT University very happily provided that and very nicely provided that. And our crew was volunteer, so really the main cost was food. And I have a jacket that's covered in question marks. That was $40.
That's one of the highlights of the show, I think, the jacket.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a highlight. That's it.
So bit of background on the show. We did cover this last time. We might just recap a bit on it. So through RMIT, which is the university in Melbourne, you're studying there still, or you finished there, or what's the connection?
Finished there ages ago.
Okay.
I did journalism there a couple of years ago. But yeah, they have this thing called RMITV, which is student TV,
mm-hmm.
which I don't think they have that here. They might have it at UniSA, but it's quite big in Melbourne, and it's where Rove started. It's where Hamish and Andy, and there's a show on ABC2 called 20-something, like a sitcom.
Yeah.
That was originally a show made by RMITV.
Oh, right, okay.
And, yeah, a lot of other stuff that I can't name any, but I'm sure there's lots.
Check the website. Check the RMIT website. I'm sure it tells you there.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that is, but if you go to Google.
You'll find it.
Yeah.
You'll find it. So the preparations for the show, how much work goes into producing a TV show? So it's a half-hour show. Obviously, more than a half-hour's work goes into it.
Just a little bit more, but not much. Yeah, it's huge. It's bigger than you might think, because there's, you know, for the people that you see on camera, there's four or five times as many people behind the camera doing stuff that, I mean, before I joined, I had no idea that you have a vision switcher, which is, you know, how do I explain that? You know, there's four cameras.
Mm.
All of those cameras go to a TV monitor up in the control room, and there's a person there that switches between the different feeds, so they have four choices of the four cameras. And they, you know, can go camera one, camera two. So someone has to do that. Someone has to operate all the cameras. Someone has to direct the whole thing. And then you've got these weird other things like color correction coordinator, making sure the color from one camera, you know, the green and the white and the red is the same as the other one. Because if you're switching between the cameras and they all have different interpretations.
Okay, and your jacket suddenly looks blue in one and green in another, it's going to look a little bit odd.
Yeah, so, you know, you got to have someone taking care of that. You got audio, you got... I don't know. There's a lot of people just walking around. I didn't know what they did.
And then it gets to, I guess, you know, the actual scripting of the show. I mean, it's a quiz show, so...
Yeah, all of that.
Having done quizzes here, you know, coming up with the quiz questions is a big job too.
Yeah, well, we just stole them from old episodes of The Price is Right, which doesn't even make any sense because that wasn't a quiz show. But we found a way.
You found a way. I was just thinking, you said Price is Right, but I was actually thinking towards Deal or No Deal, Andrew O'Keefe, when we were talking last time. We had a fabulous little sketch you did with him where you kind of blew him up. How, you know, you've met few of these guys that were, you know, people you've looked up to game show-wise over the years?
Yeah, actually that Andrew O'Keefe episode was on last week.
Okay.
If you saw that. But Glenn Ridge was another one, and Pete Smith.
Mm.
You know, I got to meet these people, and that was great.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I emailed John Burgess as well, but he said he was keen to do it, but at the time he lived in the Gold Coast, so it wasn't really practical to film anything. And now he lives in Perth,
he had a $3,000 budget, so you could have got a cheap Tiger Airways flight up there, surely.
Yeah, but then you need to bring a camera and a cameraman.
Oh,
and audio
of course, yeah,
guy,
the audio switcher, the color corrector, all those sorts of things.
You need to bring 20, 30 people.
Okay, so rules it out. Give us an idea of the questions. You know, it's fun, it's a bit tongue-in-cheek. The questions can be a bit random at times, perhaps, or are you going for the serious, high-intelligent question?
Oh, no. Well, there's a little bit, but no, it's more of a parody of a game show, really. And it's mostly general knowledge, sort of pop culture quiz questions, but then we have other sort of rounds. There's one this week called Grammar Nazi, where it's just pictures. One of my little pet peeves is, you know, signs with bad grammar. Mm-hmm. I often take pictures of them.
Actually, the apostrophe's missing or in the wrong place.
Exactly. In fact, there was one just around the corner from where we're sitting here, just on Rundle Mall, as opposed to Rundle Street. There was an ATM, the Commonwealth, you know where the Commonwealth Bank is, near Pulteney Street? There was an ATM there, and there was a sign that says, there is more ATMs, with an apostrophe. around the corner. So I took a picture of that. And actually on the show this week, we've...
Is being singular. Would probably be a better word when it's ATMs.
Yeah, exactly. See, 10 points.
Oh, yay!
Yeah.
I'm winning.
And yeah, so one of the pictures we put up is of that sign, which I took a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Nobody knows. And yeah, the people, contestants on the show have to guess what's wrong with the sign.
Right, right.
So that's one round. There's another round called When Is It? And it's kind of like Who Am I from Sale of the Century, except with less chance of being sued. And basically I go through a series of clues about events that happen in a certain year, and they get harder and you have to guess what year they happen, what year it happened. In fact, I have a clip. Do we want to play this now? We don't want to burn it now.
When you prepared earlier. Yeah. Well, let's have a listen. We'll have a listen to this quick little clip.
When is this? Elvis Presley buys Graceland. John Lennon and Paul McCartney meet for the first time 3 years prior to forming the Beatles. The Soviet Union launches Sputnik 1, the first artificial satellite to orbit the Earth. This was the eighth year of the 1950s. Kate?
1958?
No. Simon?
1957.
1957 is correct. Because you got to count 1950. That's the first year.
I know the answer. Do you?
I think they do.
Well, that's good then.
Now, we heard another voice come in there besides the contestants and beside yourself. You've got a little man that adjudicates.
Little. Anthony, you're fine. It's Anthony McCormack, who is the show's moderator, essentially my sidekick. And yeah, he sort of chimes in there. And that's a gag he does. He says, I know the answer. Do you? Except he said it after the answer, which is stupid.
Kind of, yeah, defeats the purpose.
But you've seen the earlier episodes, you just would have loved that. You would have had to pull the car over and stopped to laugh. But you can continue driving now.
So you're up to, episode 11, only a couple more to go before the series finishes of 31 questions. What next for David M. Green? Is there series 2 in the wind at all, mate?
We are. I can announce right now, give you an exclusive. We're thinking about a season 2.
Excellent, excellent. Thinking about it's good.
Thinking about it. And yeah, we need to get the paperwork sorted out, hopefully early next year.
And find someone to be a vision switcher and colour corrector.
Yeah, apply now. Channel, I don't know what the website is. Yeah, 31 questions, Facebook page. We have a Facebook page.
Yeah, yeah.
Looking for contestants as well.
Being the younger generation than I am, that's probably, you know, what they say, growing up with a mouse in your hand, that kind of thing, and I came to it late, but quite like it.
A live mouse.
A live mouse, yes. How important is, you know, social media to TV these days? You know, we see, you know, Big Brother and, you know, you're voting online and things like that. The two are, you know, social media, internet generally, and TV hand in hand. It's...
I think the internet is just prolonging the life of TV and radio as well. Yeah. And it's great because, you know, if you're on Facebook or Twitter or whatever, you can join the conversation, as they say, and tweet along. And for instance, I've been getting some tweets. What can I say? Some guy called Radio Notes says, post show and over at the commercial station, former breakfast show host here. And can't read the rest of that. But there you go. That's just one example of the great power of social media.
Where would we be without it? Talking with David M. Green, who's a TV star. Can I say that?
You'd be inaccurate, but you can say that. Go on.
He's got a show, 31 Questions, a bit of a quiz show that's on Channel 44. Got a text from Sue, who says, hi, how do you get Channel 44? I have a new TV, but not Channel 44. Bit of a technical question. David, you're the TV expert.
if it's a digital TV... When you get a new TV, you need to let it tune all the stations, and usually it should just find it
automatically. Shouldn't it? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but actually my mum was having the same trouble at my parents' house. They couldn't get it, and they had to call a guy to come around, and it happens in Melbourne as well. Apparently, excuse me for a second. Sorry.
You brought the Melbourne bug with you.
Probably there's a cough button here. I could have used that. Oh, next time. Yeah, in Melbourne, a lot of apartment buildings, they have an antenna which just isn't it doesn't allow Channel 44 to come through. It's blocked out for some reason. So you need to, if you're in an apartment building, call your landlord or super or whatever. If you're in a house, call some antenna guy and get it tuned. If it doesn't automatically,
I don't know the power of their transmitter, whether Sue might be sort of beyond the broadcast area, perhaps, that may be a factor, but I would have thought it would auto-tune the channel at the station.
If you live in Mount Gambier, Sue, you're probably not going to be able to pick it up.
Mm.
But you can watch my show on YouTube. Just type
31 I just Googled 31 questions, and yeah, there's you're all over the place on YouTube, everywhere. And I say all over the place in a nice way.
Yeah. Well, it's just the one place. It's just YouTube. That's it.
Plenty of I guess I meant there's plenty of the episodes on there. Oh, so right, that's plan B, Sue, if you can't get to it.
It's not the same, though. You want to watch it on TV.
Very true.
With the ads.
Indeed. How long have you lived in Melbourne now?
Coming up on 3 years.
Okay. So you feel like you're an expat Adelaidean living in Melbourne, or do you feel like you're a Melbourne lad through and through now?
I don't know if I can call myself a Melburnian. I'll always be an Adelaidean.
Mm. The whole Adelaide-Melbourne rivalry, particularly when it comes to football, but other things as well. Do you ever get caught up in that? Does it exist in Melbourne like it does here?
Yeah, I don't know. I think people in Melbourne just couldn't care about people outside.
They're more
of
concentrated
Melbourne.
On the Melbourne-Sydney rivalry, perhaps.
Yeah. What was interesting though was because I live in Hawthorne now, which is a suburb, sort of eastern suburb. There's a Hawthorne here as well, but Hawthorne, Victoria. And one of the semi-finals of the AFL was Hawthorn v Adelaide.
Yeah, yeah.
And I found myself going, I kind of want Adelaide. Kind of want Adelaide to win, even though I lived in Hawthorn. But then I thought, actually, if Adelaide win, there's probably going to be looting and stuff near my home. But luckily, Hawthorn won. So
yeah, that one, we won't talk about that game. Never mind.
Yeah. It was tough because I was watching that. I was actually working for another radio station and panelling that live. And yeah, it was edgy a seat. You know, the lead kept changing.
Yeah, it was a good game. Yeah. It was a good game. Fantastic. Even my partner, who doesn't particularly like football, was actually getting into it, although she decided she was going to go for Hawthorn. So there you go. You do a bit of comedy now and then, or you have done a bit of comedy, stand-up comedy?
Yeah, rarely.
Rarely?
Rarely
funny or rarely getting up on stage?
Both. I've done it maybe a dozen times, done stand-up. But, I've had some good shows, I've had some lousy ones.
Mm.
But I think I prefer doing sort of video stuff.
Yeah.
Stand-up, I find it a little limiting. You're just there with a microphone, but with making a sketch for the internet or for TV or radio or whatever, you know, you can go places that you can't go on stage. I find that more appealing. And also, you don't need to make people laugh right then and there. They can go home and think about it, watch it again. Or we can just dub the laughter into the show like we've done on 31 Questions a couple of times when the joke just didn't quite work, or if there was some sort of technical problem and we had to go back and redo it and the laugh the second time wasn't as good as the laugh the first time. See if you can pick out where they are.
Which is the real laugh and which is the phony laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's TV. They do it everywhere.
Obviously, all media of all different facets you've got an interest in. You've done a lot of radio stuff. The TV as well. Where are you heading? What's on in the future for David M. Green, media celebrity?
Well, I think TV's I think the ultimate. It's really the combination, you know, of all of it. It's got you got the audio, you got the vision, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Just those two things. But it's like there's nothing like a studio TV show. It's not like a film. It's not like radio. You know, you've got people in a studio set up, and it's like it's an art form. You know, you've got the multi-camera set up, and you've got all this stuff happening behind the scene to get it all right. And when we're just in the studio on 31 Questions, we couldn't see the TV screen, but the studio audience could. And sometimes they would just start laughing for no reason. We found out later that it was because the vision switcher had changed cameras in just a way that it cut from, say, it cut from me to the contestants. And just an eye movement or something like that, which we didn't see, but everyone watching did. And just stuff like you can't do it in any other sort of way.
Yeah, yeah. Bloopers, outtakes, things like that. I guess not being in a live setting, easy to cut them out. Does it happen often? You know, I guess it's partly scripted the show, but partly off the cuff, is it?
Yeah, yeah. It's a bit of both. We actually leave quite a lot of the bloopers in because, for one reason or another, we couldn't edit around it. We had nothing else to cut to. But there are some that were just so bad we had to stop and go again. And some of them are on YouTube. There are more to come. Sorry again. Oh, I should use the cough button. There weren't really any really kind of huge laughs where, you know, we were just losing it, which is, that's always, I kind of wanted that to happen. You know when you laugh so hard, you know, you start crying and you just can't do anything. There was one point Anthony almost did it, but he got himself under control.
Which, yeah.
You know, shame on him. just let it out.
I always found the best bloopers, some of the animated thing, you know, Toy Story and things like that, where they would, you know, it's a cartoon, for goodness sake, that they've drawn, but they then still do the bloopers at the end of it on some, I don't know if it's all three of the Toy Story movies, but some of them.
I don't know.
Fantastic stuff. I don't know.
I don't know if they're actual bloopers.
Well, they put it there as, you know, yeah.
But, I mean, I'm thinking of A Bug's Life. There was one where the aphid urinated on the queen. I mean, that the aphid's not really there. That didn't really happen. They edited that together later.
Yeah, terrific stuff. Another text here. Andrew says, David, you mentioned you need contestants for your show. How do you apply? Well, I guess if you do Series 2.
Yeah. We'll be filming in Melbourne, so you'd have to be in Melbourne. But that's easily achievable these days with cheap flights. Go to the Facebook page, 31 Questions, leave a note on the page, and someone will contact you.
There you go, Andrew.
That's what we're doing. That's the level of technological capability we have here.
Now, I guess you mentioned at the start, you read that advertiser article that had that little omission of the name of the show.
Shall I read it again?
Well, we know the show. I guess one thing we've omitted is, when is it on 41? On 44, rather.
10:30 p.m. Tuesdays.
Tuesdays.
So that would be technically tomorrow, 10:30 p.m. And it's just on once, but it's also on, it's actually on somewhere in Australia every day of the week, and it's coming soon to New Zealand as well.
Really?
Yeah, we got approved by or accepted by a station called Triangle TV in Auckland.
Yeah.
And I heard recently they have just announced they're going to go national. It's going to be a national TV station called Face TV, so you'll be able to watch it anywhere in New Zealand.
Yeah. Wow, pretty excited about that.
Yeah, we have nothing like that in Australia. No national community TV station.
Yeah, interesting. I mean, community TV, I mean, there's I think most capital cities have one community channel, but the...
Yeah, the big five, of which Adelaide is the fifth.
Yes. The big country town, the younger cousin of everyone else. Is the same programming, do you know, across all of those community stations?
So there are some shows that are the same. Others are, the idea of community TV is that it is, you know, local.
As much local as possible, yeah.
But then a lot of those shows, like our show, we did it originally for Channel 31 in Melbourne, but then we sent it to all the other stations, Adelaide, Perth, Sydney, Brisbane, and they all accepted it. And they're playing it at different time slots on different days. So this week, Tuesday here in Adelaide, it'll be episode 11. But last night in Sydney, it was episode 5 or something like that. So it's all out of sequence.
Yeah, fair enough. Sue's just followed up her previous text about 44. Thanks, guys. Tis a new HD TV, so maybe the antenna. I live 120 km from Adelaide near Clare.
I would say that's the issue.
Yeah, Clare won't reach Clare, unfortunately. Sorry, Sue. So you'll have to go to YouTube and check it out.
Yeah, any standard definition. You don't need a high definition. High definition will pick it up, but standard definition will
standard
pick it
will
up.
Standard will do it.
Because it's not a high def channel, it's just standard.
Standard. Well, all the best with the last couple of episodes of it, and whatever the future entails.
Thank you very much. God, I've been here half an hour.
I know. We better get on to other things.
Yeah, I'm holding up all these calls. You've got thousands of calls on the screen here.
As always. All right, mate, all the best with it. Good to see you. Enjoy your long weekend in Adelaide. And have you got a tip for the cup?
What cup?
Oh, okay. Spoken like a truth. The Adelaide hasn't been taken out of the boy. That's good to hear. David M. Green, pleasure as always.
Thank you very much.
And no doubt we will talk again soon. And tune in Tuesday, 10:30, Channel 44, 31 Questions. Don't miss it.